Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, who love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands. Welcome. We are your hosts, Frosty.
And Niza.
Welcome to episode 18.
Woo!
We are now legal.
Yeah. And because Anna is in here to join us today, unfortunately she will be gone once again. And I'm not sure if she's coming back next week either.
I'm not sure if she's coming back at all. Or does Anna even really exist?
Dum dum dum. But this week we also brought in our two lovely members. So let's go ahead and get them introduced. Member number one.
Dabina.
So Dabina was in our episode.
Episode 2, Fangirls and Vibrators. And episode 4, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Mm-hmm. And we always have fun when Dabina is on.
Yes.
But we also brought in member number 2.
My name's Ari.
She's like, my name's Ario. Welcome, Ari.
Hi. Ari has never been on this show
Yes, Ari's a first timer on our show. Are you excited to be here today?
No, I'm not. Yeah. I want to leave right now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, get out.
There's the door, Ari.
There's the door.
Anyway, before we start our show, you guys can tell us who your favorite K-pop band is. So, Dabina, you first.
No, I can't do it. Ari, you go.
I like Infinite. I'm not going to go. I could, like, talk for hours about them, so I'll just say that.
Who's your bias?
Sunnyul.
Dabina, I think we know from previous episodes
I'm
that she likes...
I'm crying right now. Can we change the topic, please?
She likes boyfriend.
Boyfriend, that's their first song.
You gotta make her cry.
I cried earlier. We were eating teriyaki and I was crying.
You just went into a boyfriend fan crazer. Okay. Anyway, we just want to go ahead and do a little bit of catch up. So the
ketchup.
Frosty, actually, you guys are going to be joining us, too, now on the YouTube
show. I must heard you wrong.
You must heard me. The Horror Club is going to be on Musesk, the YouTube channel, to play some competition games and hopefully Mafia. And Dabina and Ari will be joining us on that day.
As well as Anna, right?
As well as Anna, yeah, she's coming, too.
Yeah, so,
that
you
girl
know,
named Anna, whatever.
A girl is called Anna. Does a girl exist?
Well, now you'll have proof that she does exist unless she cancels it on us last minute. Another one I wanted to mention was I was on Fighting Radio, and the episode 38 is now posted on that YouTube channel. Check me out with a panel of, like, 10 other people. There was a bunch of us just K-pop fanning all over.
Wasn't
there
one of our buddies on there with you?
Yes. Shout out to the Daily Cringe, Mr. David, my senpai.
He could be my senpai, too, but I'm kind of loyal to Pietro.
Even
though Pietro keeps getting my name wrong! I'm not bitter or anything.
David and me have gotten really close through podcasting and stuff like that, and we've been really good friends. And he originally found us because he had said that the logo that we have brought him, you know, caught his attention because he was like, oh, this logo looks like cutesy Korean.
Okay.
It's like, hey, listen to our podcast. We're bubbly. Ha ha, psych.
Psych, here's some poop and fart jokes.
Right.
Funny.
At this time, we're going to go ahead and give our shout outs.
The shout outs that I would love to give today are for David the producer, Blackout Podcast, The Lounge Hour, Jimmy Evans, our morning gift person, and Justin Ruff, who says that we are helping him through his work week. So, you know, here's to another work week that we can hopefully assist with.
The shout-outs I would like to give are to Nerds with Attitude, What It Do Podcast, Damn. Well, damn, Dabina.
Damn, Dabina, you damn!
We're in, like,
why are you blowing ass in the middle of the recording? Damn, Dabina, damn!
We are, like, enclosed in a small room.
Oh, my God, I smell it.
Damn.
Why,
Dabina?
That is vile!
I think I'm sick. I'm sick. I think I'm semi-safe.
Help!
Wait a second.
You guys!
Can't breathe!
She's the Pina.
Hallelujah. I think Ari's dying this and going like, to heaven.
This is the third time she's been on our show, and she's just now getting too comfortable for us.
We're now at that point where a guy can tell the girl that he loves her.
I rub you, Davina.
In front of Jonah.
Yo.
He's done it before.
But she farted in front of us first. Gank.
Right.
Oh my god.
Okay. You unloyal
Simmer
bitch.
Down.
I'm crying waterfalls.
Well.
Anyway, before I was interrupted.
By a rump interrupted.
Yeah, right. So the shout-outs that I would like to give are to the Nerds with Attitude, What It Do Podcast, Roman Pod and Cast, After Six Podcast, and one of our newer friends who's a recording artist, Sazu Tetsu. Oh, and of course, you know, Podshi and our lovely Potter family.
Thank you for all your support, and we will continue to, you know, show our thanks and support you all as well.
Yeah. Okay. We've gotten on this train, and now we're on, like, this crazy train of K-pop, and we just can't stop it now.
And we can't stop.
There's gonna be,
and
like...
we won't stop.
Whoa.
Exactly. There's just so much K-pop going on. I mean, debuts are happening.
Boyfriend's coming back.
Comebacks are happening, right? Debina on that boyfriend. There's even more music in this episode than our previous episodes as well. We've been going into like a K-pop rage. I feel like we need to start getting fan engagement. We're going to add in a new segment called Gem of the Week, where we're going to ask our listeners, you know, to nominate their biases, male or female, and we're going to put them up on a poll. We want at least three choices. So we will be posting polls on Twitter and Amino. So if you want to go ahead and give us your nominations, you can message us through Amino or Twitter.
It's K-pop time. Bing, bing.
Now, last week we did watch GOT7's Hard Carry. And I don't know about you guys, but I've been listening to that, like, over and over and over again.
Okay, but, like, I didn't like it at first.
Really?
I honestly was like, I'm not feeling it. But then Mark said, Hard Carry Hay, like, at the end, and I was like, you know what? It's okay.
I'm feeling this now.
What about you, Davina?
Ari showed me driving in the car. I was like, hey, what a jam. And, you know, I just, like, fast-forwarded it, you know, because I'm like, hey, where does it get good? And I'm like, okay.
Listen.
Oh, Mark. Okay. I am the cute concept girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why boyfriends turn cute into men.
I think that's where
I break down and cry.
But there is something that I do want to mention. So there is a part where Junior and Youngjae sing, let's fly again, let's fly again, fly again. Now, I don't know if it's because of their accents or if they intended this
with quotation marks
accents in quotations or if they intended it, but it
intended.
Kind of
quotations intended
quotation marks again, but it sounds like they're saying let's fuck again, let's fuck again, let's fuck again.
Sometimes I think they do that on purpose because
they do have English speaking.
Yeah,
members.
Exactly. Why those two members? Why not Mark and Jackson, who are like pretty fluent in English? Say those lines.
I feel like Mark and Jackson sometimes will sit on the sidelines like, you know, this is kind of funny. Let's just leave it like that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's another part in that song where it sounds like hard on.
Oh, yeah. I want to know who this Carrie person is and why are they so hard?
Okay. Let's get into our music.
K-pop music.
Yeah, K-pop music reactions here. So the one that we're going to do first is Shiny One of One.
Oh,
yeah. Team
Asia. No, I didn't.
No one's watched it.
I need to go.
Yeah.
I'm just excited for this because like it's like that little, like, what, 90s concept?
That's what I was reading an article where
I saw the album cover.
They were kicking it old,
like,
school or something like that.
This is going to be so dope.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
no,
excited.
I don't watch teasers, so I have no expectations when I first watch the movie
or the
video.
It is like a movie.
Yeah, I don't like teasers, so
they
I just watch the video.
And it's not fair.
Let's get to it.
Woo! 듯 날마다 넌 새로워져
Just like Jackson and Taemin almost look like they're related. They're not like twins, but they look like
they could be siblings. Yeah.
This is so that's so awkward.
Rip that turtleneck off his body.
I am that turtleneck.
Yes.
Are they dabbing?
It's okay. When Shiny does it, it's okay.
Okay. Why don't we be biases for Halloween?
God, Minho with his light hair though.
Yeah, he looks damn. So good.
It's more white. It's like he when, looks the Jonghyun like, had it.
I've never been like, wow, Minho looks the best. He looks the best.
Yes. So that was a Shiny's one of one. Let's rate it. So 1 out of 5, Frosty, you can go first.
I'm gonna go with a 4.
Yeah. Yeah, same. Because, like, I haven't seen the choreo yet. Like, I need to see the whole choreo.
Yeah.
But it'll be a 5 because it's shiny anyway.
So. But I do like it because of that article that I had read where they said they were trying to throw it back. And then it looks like they achieved that.
They threw it back.
They threw it back.
How about you, Davina?
Let's see here. Shiny has 6 letters in their name. So a 6 out of 5.
6 out of 5. I would give it a 4 out of 5, too, because I like Shiny, but I just felt like...
This is a nice soft beat.
Yeah, it's a nice soft beat. You know me, though. I like my hip-hop.
Do you like your, I'm gonna bark the shit out of you?
Yeah, exactly. I want someone to rap at me. I need someone to rap at me.
I like the video so much, though.
It's a very cute video.
Yeah, it's adorable.
The outfits look good on them and those people, but if I were to try it on, I look like a weirdo.
Yeah. Bringing back the 80s, you know. Next video, we're going to go ahead and watch is Monsta X Fighter.
I'm going to die. I love Monsta X.
You know, I love Monsta X too, but their last MV,
Stuck. Stuck was a good song. It was my favorite. It was like my favorite song. No. It wasn't my, it was like my second favorite song on the album. But like, the video was kind of,
It seems like they were channeling BTS with the ripped pants.
But, you know, the chokers were like, dancers. And then, like, Wano was wearing, like, a leash on his neck, and, like, the members were holding it, and I was really confused, but, I mean, I wasn't hating it.
Maybe he's the bitch of the group, I don't know.
S&M.
It wasn't that, like,
All In is definitely, like, that's a good song.
Oh, I love All In with the Romeo and Juliet, but they're guys in the bathtub.
But I didn't like All In... together with the music and the MV. I was confused.
I don't know. I thought it was a pretty gay MV.
Yeah, exactly.
And that I was like, you can't tell me that this isn't gay. Like,
exactly.
You can't tell me they're brothers, because brothers don't do that. My brothers punch each other in the face.
Yeah, no, they don't touch each other's genitals.
No homo! No homo. Okay, let's get into Monsta
X. Give me more gay.
Give me more gay, Monsta X.
I want some more BL.
Frosty needs a BL, you know, to write about. Okay, Monsta X Fighter. Here we go.
I'm 사람들 중 난 너만 있어.
Did they really did a Stranger Things intro?
They did.
Look at that. Put your clothes on. You're dealing with heat there. It's fucking sparks flying around. Do you want your nipples to get burned off?
Yeah, Shonu.
Woo!
He's dancing out his problems.
Dance your problems away.
Oh, now you're wearing a shirt, huh? Yeah, what happened? Your boobies get a little singed there, buddy?
That hair looks so terrible, but, like, it's okay on him.
He looks like he should be on Magic Mike.
Yeah. Shonu.
Oh, my God.
Here comes the show.
So, this looked like the preview of a video game.
They try to do, like, a Stranger Things concept, which is kind of weird because, like, that show literally, like, barely, like, just started getting popular.
Yeah. I saw Lucky One.
Matrix.
The red definitely. Or blue. I'm like, what else? I feel like in, like, E.T., because, like, I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, with the little teddy bear sitting on the bike. That was an E.T.
I think they were just going with science fiction.
Yeah, in general.
1 out of 5, though, Frosty, you can write first.
I'll give this one a 4 as well. I kind of liked the shiny one better, but, you know, I'd say this is still a 4. Because, you know, it was a decent song, decent music video. But that guy needed a shirt, okay?
No, he didn't.
He's working with Sparks.
Disagree.
Wonho does not need shirts, ever.
He's like, already hot, so...
Yeah, but you noticed he put a shirt on after. It's because his nipples got singed, okay? he listened to me when I said, ho, you need to put on a shirt, your nipples are gonna burn. Okay, he listened to me, that's why he put the shirt back on.
Ari, what'd you think?
This sucks because I really love Monsta X, but I don't know if I'm feeling this song. Like, I know. I might give it a 3.5, because I don't want to be mean. And also, like, IM and Juhana really good raps, like they always do, so they, like, that's the 0.5 right there.
Juhana didn't really have a rap in there.
Yeah, though. It was kind of after IM.
Yeah.
I mean, still it, but I don't know. It's All In was definitely, like, way better.
Oh, I love All In.
What about you, Bina?
You know, I'm not, like, super Monsta X fan. So, you know, it was just, like, I saw a bunch of other music videos in it and other, like, videos in it. I was like, okay. So, I don't know what to think. Like,
If they're not wearing pink, they're not...
If they're not wearing pastels, they need to wear a white shirt and white jeans with white shoes. If I close my eyes and you just listen to it, I'd be like, okay, this is a good song, you know, but I'd probably skip it if it came on.
1 out of 5, though.
3?
So, yeah, does Jay Park do nothing for you?
Jay Park does nothing for you, then?
What?
He's something else.
That's her dirty secret.
Okay, okay.
She's watching Boyfriend, but Jay Park, like, under the sheet.
If you ask me to say on a scale of 1 to Jay Park, okay, that's something I can do.
Okay.
I'd also give this one a 3. I feel like I'm really starting to miss, like, the old Monsta X, like, their first.
Oh no, but Hero though. Like, yeah, Hero exactly. Is still like more, I can be not the one that they changed for, like, performances. It, yeah, like, sounds I hate that. But, like, the actual like the first version of Hero is their best song.
Yeah, but it feels like I'm getting, when Monsta X first debuted, I was like, yeah, Monsta X, and then now I feel kind of like I'm fading away from them. Yeah, I'm hoping that Monsta X makes a turnaround in their next concept and goes back to Rush. You got Hero, you got Knock Knock. What happened to those beats?
As soon as Rush comes on, like, my head starts bobbing, and I need that to happen again.
I know, right?
They're probably gonna pull, like, a slow one, you know, like a black and white one.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Like,
I don't
do that because
I don't,
like,
want them to do
only
ballads.
EXO can do that.
Yeah,
I feel like almost every group pulls. They have, you know, the hard concept, and they have a cute concept, and they have that black and white concept.
Yeah, I don't
and
want
they haven't
Monsta
had
X
that yet.
To get
I think
to
they're
that
gonna
point.
Do
that. They need to stay when the hip hop.
Yeah,
exactly.
When it comes, $5.
Yeah.
Like, Monsta X next comeback will be a black and white, $5.
No.
$5. I really don't want them to do a black and white.
I mean, they gotta stay with
write a letter.
They need to give me something.
I'm gonna write a letter, dear Monsta X. Don't you fucking go black and white.
Dear
Monster X, I am a half Asian, half white woman in America.
In America.
Don't you fucking do that. Sign Tiffany and Amber.
Oh Okay, so the next song that we're gonna do, or that we're gonna review, is EXO, Lay. What you need. The best way to celebrate a good lay.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh my gosh.
So Lay's birthday was on October 7th, and what's the best way to celebrate his birthday with his fans? But by busting out a new solo album and a solo MV. So the next song we'll be reviewing is Lay's What You Need.
I know what Nisa needs.
Yeah, I need more Lay. Babe, tension. Watch, baby, to what in there? Wait, a cheap house, special day. Come crazy, I find the love. Renching the Ian Jones, gun down me. This is a jumping down, one main trend tone. Fang shang, just shang me. Just a swing down, chat wrong, wishing, just a hen sai.
By Lay, composed by Lay, hey. Produced by Lay.
Words by Lay, dance by Lay.
Laid by Lay.
I can already imagine how the...
Why? Why is he cute?
Why he do
that's
that?
That's so much hip grinding going on here.
No, there's a lot of hips.
Roll the hips, so much babe. Roll
so
them
many
hips.
Hip
it's
grinds.
It's overwhelming a little bit.
And crotch grabs in here. I'll tell you what I want, Lay. I'll tell you.
I love the butt slap. It's so great. It's so great.
That bae in the white shirt, though.
Yeah, bae. The one who looks like Suho.
That bae in the white shirt.
What?
Ah! Oh, he kissed it. He kissed it. He kissed you.
Yeah, his jacket said what you need.
Why is he wearing lipstick, though? Well, that was Lay's What You Need. I'll tell you what I need, Lay.
She needs to know why you're wearing lipstick.
I know, right? Why you? Yeah,
that
I need
like
to know
why.
That was,
like, a really, like, pink, like, nice yeah. shade. That...
that was an... I need to know your shade, though, Lay.
I need to is borrow that shade.
What is that, Lay?
Babe, can I borrow your lipstick tonight?
It wasn't Korean, but it was still celebrating one of our
was that Mandarin
K-pop.
Or Cantonese? I think it was Mandarin.
I'm not sure.
I think most of the time when they do it, it's Mandarin.
But even though it wasn't Korean, it was Chinese.
I like Chinese.
I'm liking the fact that a lot of K-pop influence is going into Chinese music now, though.
I just like that Lay got some lines, finally.
Yeah, right? And we got to hear him sing.
Yes, he's such a good singer and a good dancer, and he's just...
He's just talented in yeah. in a...
He deserves
in a pool
so
of talent.
Much.
Yeah. I think they're just being
and
unnoticed.
He's, like, the nicest person in the world.
Lay's super cute.
I mean, I'm not a Lay stan, but, like, I'm a Lay stan. Kind of. Like, low-key.
Yeah, no, I love me Kai, but Lay, though.
Who's my EXO bias?
Some people don't have an EXO bias.
Dio.
Mine's,
Hey, Dabina.
Mine's Chanyeol.
You heard the rumor about Dio leaving EXO, right?
No.
Why would he leave, though? I don't get that.
Well, he's already confirmed that he's not going to leave.
Yeah,
But yeah, there was a rumor going around for some reason that was stating that he was going to leave EXO, but he's already confirmed
why?
That he wasn't.
Did they say why?
Who knows?
Because SM is prison.
SM is just full of
ask
rumors.
Probably persuaded him to, like, not leave by giving him a freaking solo.
Maybe. That might have happened.
Anyways, he looked happy, though, so I mean, as long as Lay is happy.
I mean, you guys heard that Chris and Luhan are getting back with SM, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
they settled their,
hey,
their
Lou,
lawsuit.
Hey, Lou,
what a goo. I got that good.
Show me what a
so
dude.
Excited.
And then Chen
she got
and
so excited.
And then Chen and Byakyun and Showmin, they're gonna be in a subunit for EXO. Just the three of them.
Why those? Okay, I'm just like, I'm sorry. I'm bitter because I've been waiting. I was like, you know what? Chen and Suho should do a duet because their voices are perfect.
They did do a duet together. Did you not
see? Well, I mean, like, I have like a solo comeback. Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
She wants them to have like a solo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, or, yeah, duet solo ish. I don't know.
She wants them to have their own mini album.
Two tiny, tiny members with good, perfect voices that go together because their voices go together really well. Uh-huh. I'm just like bitter about it. I'm like, Baekhyun gets everything.
So you wanna have them pull a Top and GD type album, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if they'd do, like, they couldn't do hip-hop in because...
Well, no, but I mean, like, they would just do, like, a collab of just the two of them.
Yeah.
So, while we were talking about SM Entertainment, I actually heard something that SM Entertainment is now warning that they will sue you for any malicious rumors regarding their artists.
Wow.
Better get off the internet.
Yep.
Yeah, you internet. Well, they're going to get a lot of those Netsians, because those...
I hope
let's
they do.
Let's just, Nets.
K-Nets.
Yeah, K-Nets. But I hope they do, because some of those people are just plain crazy. But we know, like, EXO fan base, they're crazy.
They are.
They're crazy.
I don't even, like, when they came here for their concert this year, I didn't even want to go, because I was like, I don't want to, like, get murdered at their concert.
Yeah, like those XOLs be like busting out knives and everything. Jeez.
I'm like, they will kill. Oh my gosh.
Are they like that one girl who killed her puppy over One Direction?
Oh Lord.
Have you heard about that
No.
one? No? No? You guys didn't hear about this one?
Mm-mm.
I don't know who told me it. Maybe it was Anna or something. But yeah, some girl.
She sacrificed her puppy to One Direction.
She kept spamming One Direction. Holding pictures of her, like, strangling her dog or something like that.
Goodness.
Saying, if you don't answer me, I'm going to kill my dog. And she kept sending it over and over and over and over again. And then the next picture was of her, like, crying and then saying, well, I did it, or something like that.
What a psycho.
Because you didn't message me. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Fans be great.
So we're not even going to just stop at SHINee, Monster X, and Lay. We're going to keep going with some more K-pop. If you guys haven't heard, but first generation K-pop bands are starting to make a comeback. And one of them, the first one to come back after 16 years, is Sexies.
Sexies!
Yeah, it sounds like Sexies.
You apologize that we're getting your name wrong.
First generation K-pop problems. Names. Sexies. But their first comeback MV that came out is titled Three Words, and it was actually composed by Tableau, so we'll be checking that out today.
Tableau!
Who doesn't love Tableau? I mean, can Tableau really go wrong right now?
Tableau is like my second bias.
Right.
I mean, top's my number one, and then it would probably be Tableau.
Like, Tableau can just breathe, and I'll be like, you know what? Thank you.
That was beautiful.
That was amazing.
I want to sleep listening to this. Lullaby. But the song makes me, like, emotional. Like,
I'm feeling emotional
right now. It's
because
there's a video. Because there's people crying.
I know. Just,
I'm feeling
it. And they're, like,
it.
So happy.
Oh, I need to find out fans.
What...
That makes me cry.
I need to find out what that man's name is.
They still have fans.
I need to find out what that man's name is. He's going to be my new bias.
That touched the feels a little bit. So that was Sexies. Three words. 1 out of 5, Frosty. You can read first.
Five.
Ari?
Five.
The Bina.
Cinco, cinco, cinco.
And a five for me as well. The video is very touching. It is very sweet that they, you know, they replayed their last song with their fans and then went into their new song. So that's very cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to more music by Seskies. I feel like their name... Seskies. I think their name is too difficult to pronounce, though. Do they have, like, an acronym? Like, SS?
Hold on. No, it's already SS.
301.
Fine, then I'll just call them Sexies.
Yeah, we'll just call them Sexies. We'll call them Sexies. Okay, so now that we've looked at... She's already just dabbing over here. She just dabbed.
Sorry. The GOT7 bug.
Oh. She's got the GOT7.
Hard carry, hey.
Hard carry, hey. Oh. Let it flow, let it flow.
I'm sorry.
Let it flow.
But Mark and Jackson knew exactly what they were saying. Let's fuck again.
She's
let's fuck again. Let's fuck again.
Take it down with
let's
her.
Flow, let's flow, let's flow.
She'd be like, Your Honor, today I would just like to say they knew what they said.
They knew what they were saying.
They knew.
They knew it. Now that we've looked at,
honestly,
you know.
Honestly, it was probably Bam Bam, actually. Let's be real.
Let's be real, though. It's probably Bam Bam. That dirty, dirty Bam Bam.
No, guys. Leave it in. It's good.
So, you know, it's kind of, we're segueing into a first time K-pop band debut.
So we have a returning group plus a debut group.
Yeah. Now, if you guys haven't heard of Pentagon, they are the new Cube Entertainment group that is going to consist of 10 members. Pentagon released an audio teaser for their first mini album, which is titled Pentagon. Shocker. But Pentagon will be coming out with their mini album and their first MV on October 10th. But you know who also is coming back on October 10th? BTS! Oh. Army! Can I get Army, please?
Army.
Listen, I'm sorry, I haven't watched any BTS teasers.
What? Yeah. Really?
I know, okay, I didn't like...
Ari, get out.
Sorry, okay, Ari. I haven't purposely skipped them, it's just like, I don't know, I just didn't have time for them, and there were so many, and then I was like, I don't even know where to
start.
You
like watching the dancing ones, right?
Yeah.
You need to watch J-Hope do the teaser for Boy Meets Evil. It's so good.
Oh, that's the Boy Meets thing. Okay.
Yeah, so good.
Are you talking
good about
their wings thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the thumbnails. They've heard of
I feel
them.
Like we should watch that one.
Sometimes they're just
should we
extra
watch that one right now?
Am I going to die?
So you guys can die a little? Because then all you guys right can be really
I
hyped.
I do like J-Hope.
Then you guys can be
J-Hope
even more hyped
boy
about.
I don't have a bias in BTS because I like them all. V.
Okay, now that we've all seen Boy Meets Evil.
I'm angry that I saw it, by the
guess
way.
Guess who's coming back on October 10th, Jess?
BTS is coming back, guys! Hey!
Pre-order that album, Wang at home.
Okay, so the Wings album, which is going to actually include 15 tracks. So it's going to be a full-length album. They're saying that there will be solo tracks in that album as well.
That's right. I heard about that. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm excited
a
to hear.
A Jin solo track.
Yes, yes. I was about to say that.
God.
Yeah. And it's crazy because they've already sold 500,000 copies pre-ordered. It's crazy. Like, you know, ARMY's going crazy right now. Watching.
They just do so much. I'm like, I'm not rich, BTS. You know? I love y'all, but my wallet doesn't.
But yeah, super excited for BTS's comeback on October 10th. But their first MV is going to be Blood, Sweat, and Tears in K-pop news, because we talk about guys a lot. I just wanted to throw out there that CL is now a New York Maybelline model.
Yay!
Go CL!
I like CL.
I do too. Cool. She's my girl crush.
Okay. Alrighty, so in other K-pop comeback news, Block B's subunit, BASTARS, which consists of members Yukwan, P.O., and B-Bomb, are getting ready for a comeback. They are pre-releasing a new song on the 24th. So I'm excited for this because the Zero for Conduct song that they released two years ago, that's like one of my favorite. It's actually 2 years? Yeah, that was released in January of 2015.
Damn, bruh.
So almost 2 years.
You know who else is coming back? Boyfriend.
No!
We should just have her react to that video right now.
Well, in scandalous K-pop news, Jung Jin Young, who is the singer for the rock group Drug Restaurant, you've also seen him in films like Love Forecast or The Lover. There's a scandal about him making a porno with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only that, but his ex-girlfriend had actually reported him regarding the filming, saying that she didn't consent to it.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So, Jung Jin Young...
Not good for him, then.
So, Jung Jin Young says that it was consent when it happened, when he admitted to it. But now his company, which is C9, is saying that it wasn't him on the films. And that he never filmed a home porno movie with his girlfriend.
However, the police have just announced that Jung Jin Young has been acquitted of the investigation of forced sex, but they're saying that the sex was consensual. So even though they're denying it, I think it's still pretty likely that he was involved in it.
Scandalous.
That's like, wow.
I tried to look it up.
And it looks like...
I'm kidding.
Oh, you're so bad.
That's like the definition.
And it looks like, you know, due to the scandal of the situation and how it's getting so out of proportion, Jung Jin Young won't be taking part in any broadcasts for some time, despite the fact that he has been proven innocent of a rape charge. Yeah, she was saying that she didn't consent to the sex that was being videotaped.
That's just... First off, why are you videotaping yourself if you're...
raping your girl?
I guess I'd have to see it.
We'd have to see it to make a value opinion.
I don't know
opinion.
If I really want to.
Yeah, like, I know, right?
Investigate. I think I'm good.
I don't really want to investigate.
What are we? Are we...
That's enough.
Are we K-pop investigators here? No.
Yeah, exactly. But...
Do you want to be?
I mean, if it's, you know, if it's a vengeful ex-girlfriend, that's bad on, you know, that's sad off for him, but
yeah.
If it is...
I never really, because I thought he was, I never really thought he would, I don't know.
Well, we all thought that Kim Hyun-jun wouldn't.
Ow, my butt. But I mean, this has happened to a lot of different stars. Like, what's his name? The one from... Confession of Murder. Park Si-ho had a rape scandal against him, and he was later acquitted of it, you know?
He's so adorable.
Yeah, no, but I mean, you never know, but he...
You never do know.
You know, there was an accusation against him, but he was cleared of it. And then also, Lee Byung-hyun, you know, from Magnificent Seven, he had something going on with him before, but it was later proven that the girls were the ones at fault. But he still made a public apology about it.
Not always.
But it's more disgraceful in Korea to be, you know, because you shouldn't have any blemishes on your name. You know, everything should be.
Yeah, but it also makes you, like, double think. Like, it's so disgraceful. Like, some women might be too, how do you say, kept quiet. You never know if they're just, like, kept quiet and because it's just not something that you want to have your family know about. It's all about the culture. So it could be possible that these K-pop stars are those type of people, but no one ever really outs them. And when someone does,
but
it's harder for them to be disproved.
Right. But I think in terms of Park here, I think he was innocent because in terms of him and Kim Hyun-jun, like, easier to wipe away than the other one.
Yeah.
If there was.
Like, yeah.
Everything's a scandal. So if
she held hands with him for too long, it's a scandal.
Yeah. It's a scandal.
They just go overboard with stuff.
Sassy girl.
It's like, chill.
So another
crazy Korea news.
A missing dog has reportedly been found. However, it has been eaten by the neighbors of the owner.
That's just so funny. I guess it's not funny. I guess it's funny.
She's like, I guess it's funny, though.
Actually, my neighbor's gonna eat my dogs if they don't shut up. 10 o'clock at night, barking.
So, supposedly, the owner of the English sheepdog has stated that the neighbors captured and killed and then ate his dog. However, four residents in the nearby area are stating that the dog was already dead and on the side of the road when they found it, and that they were merely picking up the dead dog and ate it.
That's gross. That's...
Yeah. And whether the dog was alive when it was picked up will be a more important question.
Did they say what kind of, like, province they were in? Maybe they were in, like,
a really poor province.
Like, that's extreme.
They were
to, like,
in...
eat someone's dog.
Iksan.
Iksan?
Yeah, this happened in Iksan, Korea. And the English sheepdog was 10 years old. His name was Hart.
I don't know where Iksan is, but it sounds like some backwoods, you know, no. country folk up in there eating dogs and shit.
Yeah, there's some security camera footage that's actually showing some middle-aged men holding sticks and walking around the dog. But it's unclear if the dog was alive at the time.
That's
a little sad.
And the owner is stating that the dog was like my child. He was missing only for 2 days and came back as someone's leftovers. We must set a precedent and punish these abusers so something like this can be prevented.
Yeah, you can't get away with that shit here in America.
Man.
Yeah, however,
that's true.
One of the four people accused of eating the dog is saying the dog was already dead with its body stiff. Would have been just a waste to just throw it away.
So I mean, true that, but... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you must be real, like, you must be real desperate, though, like...
Yeah.
You're eating dog meat, yo.
Just eat some grass. It's fine. There's some vitamins in there. I don't know what.
Like, eat a fucking apple, shit.
I know, right? Oh, that's a cute dog. I'm so sad.
Don't look at it, Ari. No. Just don't look at it.
No.
It was a cute dog.
Stop it. It's an ugly dog. It doesn't matter. The dog's ugly.
Hi, my name is Hart. I'm 10 years old.
It's ugly. It's an ugly dog.
Look at my butt wiggle. Look at wiggle.
My butt doesn't wiggle anymore.
My butt is helping somebody else wiggle.
Okay, terrible.
So that's it for K-pop news.
Well, we did say that in the month of October, one of our favorite recording artists, Solvay, will be releasing his first album titled Fall, and he's actually releasing two tracks every week. Now, these tracks are actually titled as chapters, so we're going to go ahead and review two of his songs today. Now, the first chapter is his remastered version of Adios. So, I know me and Frosty have heard Adios over and over again.
Yeah.
You guys, I think this will be the first time you're hearing it, so you guys get to give us your first reaction of what you think of Solvay's songs.
Can't touch, he's my bias.
But, yeah, so the first one we're going to be doing is the remastered Adios, and the second one is called, or titled, 3 a.m.,
What really was your plan? I'm real lost, and I'm wondering how we began. Oh yeah, you said you like me. Girl, yes you did. Now we're thinking it's unlikely. Girl, I'm not in love with that, ain't you anymore, no. I was struck by your looks, I'm a shocker. Forget your poor attitude with me.
So that was Solvay's first chapter one, Adios. Now, I actually really enjoyed this one over the original. I thought there was...
It seems more highly produced. Like, he tweaked a lot.
Yeah, there was more going on in the background.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
But still good. I mean, the original is still good. The remastered version is good, too.
The remastered version is better.
Just, like, better. Just, like, better, Salve.
Oh, my god.
Much better. So, Ari Dabina, what'd you guys think?
I think, like, okay, because that type of music, and that's usually what I listen to in general. Like, I mean, I do listen.
The slow grind.
Yeah, that kind of music. But I don't know. I looked at you. I'm sorry.
She like thumbs up and looked at Davina. Slow grind, Davina.
Is there some GL going on here?
No, but
Davina, what'd you think?
It was good. Like it was a jam. Like it's a love.
It's
song.
It's love making baby making music.
It's a baby making song.
Yeah,
I think this is a slow cry song.
I know, me too. Because
I think this is
I think it's just because we know the lyrics.
Yeah,
I think this is an "I'm in the shower crying" song. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Ugh, fetal position.
Every song is an "I'm crying in the shower" song. Because I put my playlist on shuffle.
Hard carry?
Who is this carry? Why are they so hard?
I think it's good. I mean, this is an original song, so that's even better. But yeah.
All right, so the next song that we're going to review of Salve's is titled 3 a.m. So this is his chapter 2. Now, 3 a.m. is featuring Alan Z.
WNAX, La Familia. Yeah, tonight I feel so empty. Keep revisiting some memories. So much passion that we had. Oh Lord, I've lost it and I've gone mad. Don't understand why I'm feeling like this. That's right, you played me with those beautiful lips. That's right, I was caught by your devilish hands. And all of my friends are telling me to leave you alone. Unknowns are telling me to leave you alone. But I didn't give a damn. Dark side, I should have moved on. Always knew your dark side, I should have moved on, but I didn't give a damn. But I didn't give a damn. And I'm not sure why I'm up, drowning in a bottle, still not drunk. It's 3 a.m., it's 3 a.m. And you're not worth it. Why'd you turn me to a hateful person? The pain that I've been going through. Tell me what I gotta do. For trauma to leave my side. I see how it all came from you. I see the devil in your eyes.
Oh, shit. That was a nice, good.
Got a nice beat.
That's another slow one.
I listen to this at 3 a.m.
Like,
I'm
bass,
listening
though.
To this at 3 a.m.
What time is it?
Wait, no.
What time is it?
3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Hey, we got 3 a.m., 1 a.m., 2 p.m.,
like
2 a.m.
Wait, no, this is a cry in the bathtub song. Never mind. You've lit candles, you're alone, and you're just weeping, and you're naked.
Go to sleep, bitch!
I will listen to this song every time I am up at 3 a.m.
So that was Salve's 3 a.m. second track. I liked it, but it almost feels like, do you think that there's going to be, like, a progression of him getting over said someone? Like, the first track is, you know, adios, so that's him saying goodbye. Like, and then this track...
progress a little bit.
Yeah.
It got a lot, like...
It is already in chapters, so I think maybe at the end we're gonna have, like, a really hypey song.
Yeah, because I, like, when I'm listening to that, I was just picturing, like, someone sitting there drinking.
Yeah.
Just, like, so upset.
So I'm excited. We're gonna be reviewing two more tracks of Salve's next week as well, with his chapter 3 and chapter 4. One question I'm going to have to ask Salve when we have him back on our show is, Dio had a 4 a.m., a song titled 4 a.m. I wonder if that's...
This is a shout out to 4 a.m.
That's something going on there. Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if there's a connection there.
I was like, Dean. It sounds so much like... I can know he loves Dean.
Yeah. He does really like Dean. That's his bias. But yeah, I'm super excited to hear some more of Salve's tracks on his new album, which you can download through SoundCloud. Just have to look up Salve Makinae, SalveMakinae, album's titled Fall. So, in other news, Miami was hit by Hurricane Matthew. Now, south of Florida was pretty much spared. However, North Florida is still kind of battling through the hurricane. Now, they said that they're going through like 150 mile per hour winds there right now.
Oh my god. Yeah, and they shut down, when they shut down Disney World, shit's going down.
Oh my gosh, we had said something along the lines of, you know, it's not funny to make fun of the hurricane, but, you know, when they shut down Disney World, and I'm thinking about, like, you know, a hurricane going through, I just thought about, like...
BAP?
No, alligators flying through the air.
Sharknado.
Yeah.
Alligator Nado.
Call up Sharknado directly.
Yeah, exactly. You get, like, true story, y'all.
We got an idea.
There's a true story.
Based on true story.
And oranges. Alligators and oranges.
Oh, that's funny.
I got it. We got it. $1 million.
So speaking of a hurricane in Florida, looks like Korea. I know we were already off Korea, but, you know, it's just... reminded me of it. Korea was actually hit with a tsunami on the 6th, I believe.
Busan?
Yep. Busan. Yeah, powerful typhoon, looks like Chaba, I'm assuming is how you say it, had some heavy rains, violent wind, and tsunami-like waves causing flight cancellations and flooding streets. The port city of Busan was shut down for at least 2 days while the typhoon whirled past, and then it turned its tail and then headed towards Japan. So it says that more than 25,000 houses on the island had their power supply disrupted, and that there was a closure of 900 schools in the area. 5 people were killed in Busan, and then it looks like Yeosan. And the Ministry of Public Safety and Security put the death toll at 3, with 3 missing. Yeah.
That's very sad. You know, it's sad for the lives that were lost.
At least it's not as bad as the earthquake.
Yeah,
where exactly. CL had to run upstairs to save Sandara. That's, I would run up the stairs and save you. I would swim out to the ocean and rescue you.
I would be dead away. Because I don't know how to swim. So I'd you might have just...
I wouldn't your even life. Touch the water because I'm like scared of water.
Yeah, live and your life, I'm Frosty. Terrified. Just let me go.
I can't live without you, Misa. I can't.
Maybe like go the highest I could to like not touch the water. I'm like, bye.
Luckily, we live in the Northwest, and the only thing that we really have to worry about is volcanoes. You know,
volcanoes.
That are.
Well, then there's also that San Andreas fault with the big earthquake.
There's also Samsung's exploding.
My Samsung's fine.
I love my Samsung, but they're talking about the newest ones, like the brand new ones.
Yeah. The Note 7?
Yeah, the Note 7s and stuff like that.
Do they even have a Note 6?
Yeah, they do.
I got that Note 5.
I have a Note 5.
Me too.
You know what? I got the iPhone 5S.
Ooh. She's like,
oddball out right here. Now.
All right, you need to get with Droid.
I don't know how to use a Droid. Those things are ridiculously not simple.
You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Hey, who's the voice of your Siri?
It's a dude.
Is it the Australian guy?
No, I think he... Yeah, maybe. Let's see. Because hello, Siri.
Hi.
Siri, do you want to fight?
I have everything I need already.
Oh, I think he's British. Wait, I don't know.
He doesn't want to fight with you. That's what he just said.
He's too posh for me.
Because if you get the girl, she
doesn't
want
to square up.
She flat out cusses you out. My mom has the Australian guy, so he just says, I'm sorry.
Okay, let's get into our last segment.
So, movies and TV shows.
Yeah, movies and TV shows. Now, don't think that we forgot about the 25th anniversary of Beauty and the Beast.
Did not forget about that tale as old as time, right. Song as old as rhyme. True as it can be. Not
barely so even long. Friends.
Then somebody bends. Unexpectedly.
But we're super excited for the live action Beauty and the Beast as well with Emma.
Yes, Emma Watson.
Yeah, Emma Watson.
Who's going to be the Beast though?
They
better
already
be
said
good
that.
Enough for Emma Watson.
Do you guys not watch Downton Abbey?
No.
Pull them up.
Yeah. The guy who played in Downton
Abbey. Wait, are you talking about that movie that's going to be in theaters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the movie's going to be live action.
I thought Kristen Stewart was going to play.
Ooh, who wants her? Nothing. No one.
Yeah, no one wants Kristen Stewart.
Nobody wants Kristen Stewart.
Nobody invited her.
But I thought she was doing it, and they were like, no.
No one invited her.
Yeah, so Dan Stevens will be playing the Beast in Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. I don't like the face.
And then
it's
Luke Evans is going to play.
Yes, Dawn.
And Luke Evans is actually gay, so I'm hoping that there's going to be a little bit of a BL romance between him and his little lackey boy. But it's Disney, so they probably.
Is that what his name was?
I think it was LaFoe or LaFou.
LaFou.
But yeah, but I'm pretty sure because it's Disney, they ain't gonna do it.
Okay, I think Disney, Timon and Pumbaa, first of all.
Oh, yeah, they were the first gay couple, and they adopted a child and raised him as their own.
There are others.
Which I also want to mention that Disney has confirmed the live action of Lion King.
I don't understand why, though. Like, because no humans, it's just going to be more CGI, and it's just going to be a lot of work, and they're going to underpay the animators, and then it's just, there's no point.
Ari ain't down with it. But, Ari, have you not seen Jungle Book?
I've seen Jungle Book. The newest one? But I was like, I still was like, what's the point?
With that animation, though, they can do so much with Lion King.
I am disappointed with the Jungle Book, though. Really? I only watched of it, but the part that I saw was of Christopher Walken playing Louie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, him redoing the, Ooby-Doo, I want to be like you. Ooh.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that was not
good. No. Like, no, I like the original one.
I like the Jungle Book one.
I don't like it.
We've gone so far in CGI that it would
no,
be
the
really
CGI
cool.
And the visuals were fine.
It's cool. I just don't get the point
CGI.
Of it. Because I'm like, I understand making live action with like Beauty and the Beast. I understand making that live action because they're mostly, they're humans. Like, but it's not real still. It's because they're running out of ideas. It's not live action.
I'm still
literally CGI still.
Yeah, but I'm still pretty stoked to see the CGI Lion King.
I hope they don't.
I'm excited.
Then I'm like, it's not cute anymore.
It's going to devastate children, though, if you think about when Mufasa dies.
Uh-uh, let's not talk about that. I don't want to start crying.
They got to have that scene in there.
More flashbacks. Yeah.
Get up! We gotta go home!
It's gonna be sad, seeing... Because, no. I mean, CGI is almost looking realistic for kids to see, a little Simba cub crying over his dead lion dad.
Lion King is freaking a cute movie, and the lions are cute. Lions in real life are terrifying. Okay?
Yeah.
If I see a freaking Simba coming at me in real life, I'm running away. I'm not gonna try to sing to him.
If it's a baby, I'll hang out with
him. I mean, if he started talking, I'd be like, okay, that's cool, but you're still a lion, and you're
a
carnivore, and gonna eat
Where's your mom? Is your mom gone? Okay, yeah. Come on, you can
But I mean, like,
me.
not only that, but they're also, you know...
I'd be like, Savannah!
Like, pick up the baby lion.
Oh, yeah, I want to see what he looks like. What's the monkey's name? I want to see what he looks like.
Rafiki?
Rafiki. I want to see what he looks like.
Zabito would play Rafiki. Like painting the lion.
Dude, I do that to my cat every day.
But besides the Lion King, there's going to be a Mulan live action.
Yes.
And also they're in talks of Little Mermaid already.
But
so.
Mulan, they are specifically looking for a Chinese actress.
Yes.
Heck yeah, thanks Disney for that.
Thanks Disney.
For not whitewashing everything.
I heard Tycoon is in the running for Shang.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I heard a rumor Tycoon was in the running for Shang.
Tycoon is,
That's good.
She's like, I approve. She's like, I approve. But I mean, there's gonna be other,
They need the Aladdin live action right now.
Yeah, they're already talking about that, too.
I want to be the Sultan.
She's like, I want to be the Sultan.
So, in other movie news, Suicide Squad is getting an extended release, and a trailer has been released for the extended. So, hopefully we'll get some of our Jared Leto Joker scenes that he's been whining about.
not Jared Leto Joker scenes, the whole movie. Just the whole Joker movie.
Just a whole Joker movie, please.
Yep.
They should just do a whole Joker movie. I would see that.
I didn't, you know, me.
Aren't they? Oh, no, they're doing Harley Quinn next.
Yeah, they're going to do Harley Quinn. But, I mean, I'm sure he's going to be in it because he was a big part of Harley Quinn's life. He's probably just going to be in the shadows.
I like how Harley's taking the stage, though.
That's well, yeah, that movie was primarily Harley's movie.
Margot Robbie, like, did all of her stunts herself, and I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, what? I can't
You're so badass.
Okay. I can't even, like, do, like, a somersault.
Didn't she get punched in the vajay by Enchantress? I don't think I could let somebody punch me in the vajay. Wait, no, I did.
You have, yeah.
I did. I let Casey punch me in the vajay.
No, thank you.
Yeah. A nice twat spot for you.
You guys liked Jared Leto as the Joker, though?
I did not.
I liked him. I liked him. I thought he was sexy as fuck.
I don't think it's... I think he's just, like, he played the part well, but we just didn't get enough of him.
Yeah. I mean, he was only in the movie for about 20 minutes.
I said in our review that might have been the issue for me, but I just...
Heath Ledger is still number one.
I didn't
care. Oh, yeah, no. Heath Ledger is number one, but yeah. I think Jared Leto's moved to number two.
Pouring out for my homie.
Yeah. I just...
We love you, Heath Ledger. We miss you every day. Like, you know what's sad? When I first heard that Heath Ledger died, it didn't hit me until I saw The Dark Knight. That scene with the pencil where he was like, ta-da, it's gone. I just looked at the screen and I was like, he will never do anything this awesome again. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I was like crying. And I was like, oh my God, he's really gone.
Poor Frosty.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then I remember I was crying to my grandma about it. And my grandma was like, get over it.
Get over it, bitch.
She's like, people die, it happens. And I'm like, but I miss him. I loved him.
Heath Ledger was a hard one, though. Like, yeah. So young, so talented.
Mm-hmm. I'm older than him now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He was 28, and now I'm 29.
Damn. I'm blaming it on the Olsen twin.
Yeah. They called her before they called the police, and she's the one who gave him the pills.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. We just wanted to go ahead and let all our listeners know that we are going to be doing a Halloween special. And in our Halloween special, author Alex S. Brown and film director Chuck Jett will be joining us on our Halloween special, which we're super stoked about. Also, we finally confirmed with the author Anita Valle will be on our show November 6th. So look out for that too.
So we can talk about Sinful Cinderella and all the other books of hers that we've read.
Yes. Super excited for those two shows.
Yeah.
And of course, we're going to have Salve back after.
That's right. Salve's going to be talking to us about his album once all the tracks are released.
Yes. I have plenty of questions.
And at this time, we would like to thank you for your membership to the Horror Club. Make sure to show your support through our Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram. Like, comment, and share, because we just rub. And if you really hated your time with us today, sorry, we're not sorry. Somebody do the Jeopardy theme.
That's how it goes. Oh, look how big that is.